From the WLRN Miami Herald Tallahassee Bureau, I'm Gina Jordan. Governor Rick Scott won't say whether he believes man has anything to do with Earth's changing climate. He told reporters,
I'm not a scientist, but I know what I can do, and that's do everything I can to protect the environment.
So 10 Florida scientists sent Governor Scott a letter offering to show him the evidence. They say they want to help the governor understand what's happening so he can make effective decisions about how to protect the state. Dr. Ben Kirtman is a professor of atmospheric science at the University of Miami. Dr. Kirtman, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me. It's my pleasure.
Tell us how that letter came about.
Well, we were approached by a few people that were concerned that state policymakers are using, you know, that phrase, I'm not a scientist, to avoid getting educated on climate change and sea level rise and what that means for the state of Florida.
Have you heard from the governor yet about setting up a meeting?
He is willing to have his administration meet with us.
The letter begins by referring to the impact of human-induced global warming. It goes on to mention the government's recent national climate assessment, which found unambiguous evidence that human activities, like the burning of fossil fuels and the clearing of forests, are the cause. What is the evidence about carbon pollution?
Everything points to a clear trend. There's global temperatures of the atmosphere, of the land surface, sea level increasing globally, retreat of ice sheets. Multiple lines of evidence from multiple different data sets all pointing to the same thing. When we take our climate models and we include rising levels of CO2 and methane and other gases, we are able to reproduce many of those trends. When we don't include those gases, we do not reproduce those trends. The climate has been warming since 1950, and we're 100% certain that the majority of that warming is due to human activities.
You know, plenty of people are convinced that the changes we're seeing are part of the Earth's natural cycle. So what is the evidence that at least some of the changes in the climate are not caused by humans?
What you're referring to is what we often call as natural variability. So, you know, there are decades or epochs where the Earth is a little bit warmer and epochs and decades where the Earth is a little bit cooler. But we see that variability on top of a constant trend. And we can show with our models that to get that long-term trend, the only way to get it is to include the human CO2 footprint.
The government's report found that Southeast Florida is particularly vulnerable to climate change. What are the threats that are most likely to happen in our lifetime?
In Miami Beach recently, there's a clear increase in the number of clear sky flooding events. Sea level has risen so high that when we have an unusually high tide, the streets of Miami Beach, Alton Road in particular, flood. So Miami Beach is dealing with climate change right now.
In the letter to Governor Scott, you and your fellow scientists express a desire to help him understand climate changes. What do you think the governor can do to make a difference?
The most important thing is to stop spreading doubt about climate change. Miami Beach has to do something about climate change right away. To convince their residents that they need to spend $400 million on adaptation strategies, let's just acknowledge that the climate is changing. Then you can have a fair and honest policy debate about what to do about it.
If nothing is done, what are the projections?
In terms of a sea level rise, on the low end, by 2100, it might be a couple of feet. On the high end, it might be as much as 4, 4.5 feet. Do you assume that we stop burning fossil fuels in 10 years, 20 years, 30 years? Or do you assume we'll continue business as usual forever? It's hard to make a clean forecast because humans can actually affect that forecast.
Scientist and University of Miami professor Ben Kirtman, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
From the WLRN Miami Herald Tallahassee Bureau, I'm Gina Jordan.